Welcome back to Forum. I'm Mina Kim. 24 big wave surfers are right now waiting for the perfect conditions to kick off Maverick's big wave surfing contest. Riding the legendary break near Half Moon Bay, where waves can sometimes reach 60 feet, means serious credibility in the surfing world. But no woman has ever competed in the invitation-only event. That could change. The California Coastal Commission recently told organizers to craft a plan for including women in future contests if they want a permit from the commission next year. Joining us to talk about whether Mavericks may or may not let women in the future is Bianca Valenti. She's a professional surfer. Thanks for being here, Bianca Valenti.
Thanks for having me.
And we've also got Bruce Jenkins. He's sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, Bruce Jenkins.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, you know, Bruce, can I just start with you? How important is this permit from the Coastal Commission to the Mavericks contest happening?
Well, it's crucial. It's the first time the Coastal Commission has stepped in to request their own permit, and it was going to be a big mess if they didn't get it, the cartel group that runs it. It was obviously an essential step toward running the contest. And, you know, the interesting wrinkle, I think, for all of us was that they were pretty strident about getting women involved, which is absolutely a great idea. It's a perfect time for it. There's a terrific movement of big wave surfing going on among women all around the world. Bianca here and in Hawaii and everywhere. It's a fantastic thing going on, and so the timing is great. It was really refreshing to see that come onto the table.
So if the Coastal Commission, this was the first time that they had to approve certain aspects of the event, it was able to get a permit for the event itself through the San Mateo County Harbor District. Is that right? That's actually the permit for the contest. And the California Coastal Commission gives a permit to use adjacent lands that are pivotal to the running of the contest.
It's a little bit unclear as to how the public access is going to work. I'm pretty sure they'll close the beach like they did, like they have in the past. They didn't run it last year because of several reasons, mostly because of lack of surf. But they've also have called off the festival that was part of the event the last time it was held. So there's not going to be a lot of public access, really. It's going to be pretty much funneled into the town of Princeton, all the bars and restaurants there where people can watch it on television. So we'll see how that works out.
And so, Bianca Valenti, what is your reaction to the California Coastal Commission's decision to amend their approval to say that, you know, Mavericks has to provide, quote, a plan for encouraging equal opportunity for women surfers in future events? Were you surprised that they did this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy about it. I am a little surprised that the Coastal Commission, of all people, brought it up. But all of us women want an opportunity to perform and a chance to surf, not just in the Mavericks event, but in other big wave events around the world.
And were you involved at all in the request to the Coastal Commission?
I was actually not, but I wish I would have been at the meeting.
And what would it mean to have women compete in the event?
What it would mean is that they would hit a larger demographic for their target audience. And
they meaning the cartel management?
The cartel, yeah. And just big wave events in general. I think involving women is a smart marketing move. And also it's going to evolve our sport. And we're going to show the world that that we put in this hard work and we're courageous and can surf these big waves really well. So we'll put on a great show.
And we invited cartel management to join us and also Jeff Clark, who founded the event, but they declined. They did give us this statement, though. Titans of Mavericks, which is what the event has been rebranded this year, Titans of Mavericks has always encouraged female participation since its genesis almost 2 years ago. In fact, women were included on the preliminary invite list, round 52 and 38, which was compiled by the Committee 5. Additionally, to provide further fact, our organization offered one of those Committee 5 positions. This is the group that decides who ultimately, the final 24 or so, right, who get invited to participate, that those Committee 5 positions, they offered one to a highly respected female influencer, in which she respectfully declined due to other obligations. They went on to say, while we're happy that a voice within the community supports female participation, we all know that we put our athletes out in the water in the biggest, most treacherous conditions during the biggest swell. The Committee 5 have a responsibility to ensure that the Titans selected within the lineup have previously surfed in similar conditions, as safety is the number one priority for our event. We are happy to see the growing presence of women out in the water at Mavericks and hope to see females in the competition very soon. So I want to ask you two questions, Bianca Valenti. Do you think the effort to include women is genuine? They're initially putting them on a long list, though it's getting whittled down. You know, is that a genuine?
No, I don't think it's genuine. There's no other discipline in surfing where men and women compete against each other. We're not saying that we're the best or better than the men. We are we'll put on a strong performance, but I think women should compete against women.
You'd like a women's heat.
Yeah, I'd love that. And also, Monday was the biggest day at Mavericks since last year, December 20th. And my friend Savannah Shaughnessy caught one of the two biggest waves that day.
Wow. Well, there's another part of their response, which is this contention that it's dangerous and maybe too dangerous for women to participate.
Absolutely not. We're seeing women catching some of the biggest, best waves all over the world in Hawaii, Brazil, South Pacific. So those arguments maybe used to hold up, but not anymore. There's enough women surfing big waves in the world. We put in the same amount of training and work as the men, and we're highly skilled.
What are most surf competitions like now? I mean, do they hold a separate heat for men and women in big wave surfing?
So right now there's a men's big wave world tour through the World Surf League, and they don't have a women's big wave world tour. It was previously the Big Wave World Tour, and we were invited into one event in Oregon at Nell Scott Reef during 2014. It was a tremendous success. And then we haven't been invited into any more. So we're kind of making actions to create our own tour.
So, Bruce Jenkins, if, you know, there have been competitions with separate heats for men and women, why would it be hard to add that to Mavericks?
I don't know. I don't know why it'd be hard at all. I mean, the talent is definitely there. I mean, between Savannah Shaughnessy and Bianca, there's some women around the world, Kiala Kennelly, Andrea Moeller, Paige Alms. I mean, it could go down the list, who are riding giant waves, just no questions asked. I mean, they're absolutely elite, first class, courageous, everything you'd want to say. And I think a women's heat would be the best idea because, you know, the list of 24 is a pretty elite group of surfers who have been putting their lives on the line for a long time as well. You might be able to get one or two women on there, but I think it'd be much better. I agree with Bianca. If you had a women's heat where they could completely showcase, you know, as many women as possible, why not add it to the event? You have it first thing or whenever you think it's maybe between the semifinals and the final when the people in the last semifinal need a break. But it's time. I'd like to see it right away.
Well, let me ask our listeners if it's time. Do you think women should compete at Mavericks? What changes have you noticed in the surfing world with regard to gender equity? You know, where are women making inroads and where do you think challenges might still remain? Give us a call at 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. You can also email your questions or comments to forum@kqed.org. Post them on our Facebook page or on our website, kqed.org/forum. You know, so I can hear where you think, Bruce Jenkins, that this could really work. One of the arguments I've heard against it is that the way this contest is structured, the fact that they, you know, there's a very short window in terms of being able to get out and make the big waves. Does that play a role in why it would be hard to have a separate heat for women?
What, in terms of reaching the break?
Well, in terms of reaching the break, in terms of having enough time to get all the competitors out there.
No, that's not a problem at all. I mean, if it's they can paddle out on their own. If it's really, really rough, you know, they can all get jet ski rides out with their boards. I mean, that's the least of the problems, the logistics. You'd have to right now. The contest ends around 3 o'clock, and the glare of the sun, you know, out over the Pacific is really tough for photographers and everything else in terms of getting the shots that you need for promotion and sponsorship and everything. But there's still enough light left in the day to have this. I'd like to see the women maybe kick off the contest in the morning. That would be the first heat to go off. But, you know, getting them out there, that's absolutely no problem whatsoever.
Well, I'd like to go to some calls. Let's go to Sabrina Brennan. Sabrina Brennan, you are with the San Mateo County Harbor Commission. Is that right?
That's correct. I'm a harbor commissioner in San Mateo County.
And weren't you the one who brought up the proposal at the Coastal Commission meeting to have women included?
Yes, I did go to the Coastal Commission hearing, which was November 5th. And I gave a short presentation during public comment. And I did this as an individual, as a member of the public. And I asked the Coastal Commission to include a women's heat in the event. And I asked them to do that as a condition of the CDP, which is the Coastal Development Permit. And there was sort of a back and forth discussion between the commission and Jeff Clark. And
the
Mark Vargas made a motion. He's the commissioner who made a motion to include women in the event for the 2016-2017 contest. And the motion passed on a 7-4 vote.
All right. And Bianca Valenti, so Sabrina Brennan has helped clear that way, right, with this with this inclusion in the Coastal Commission's permit for future contests. If, as Bruce Jenkins was saying, that it's really not, you know, the structure of the contest itself or Mother Nature, really, then what do you see as the biggest challenge to getting women invited to the event?
I think that it's just a matter of there's no women on the committee planning this event and or any other big wave event in the world. And so, you know, we're not being represented at the top in the organizational level. So thanks to Sabrina for bringing it up. Because it's important for us to share our voice, and all the best female big wave athletes in the world want the opportunity to compete and want to put on a show and perform, and we want to grow our sport and evolve our sport.
And so are you saying that the committee is sexist?
Their interest is in the men. They're huge supporters of us women on an individual level. They're all friends of mine, and I respect them, and I think that it's just a lot to take on to put on a one-day big wave event. So without being represented in the organizational level, it's not their priority to think about the women. You know, it's just like when Billie Jean King broke into the tennis world, there was no women at the top at the organizational level planning the women's events. So we're underrepresented when it comes to the organizational level.
I looked at some of the requirements for participation in Mavericks, and it had things like dedication to surfing Mavericks, a person who's athletically in top peak physical condition to handle the rigorous conditions and hazards of Mavericks, a person who promotes ocean conservation and lives a healthy lifestyle, person who has character in and out of the water, a person who understands that participation at Mavericks is a privilege, not a right. A lot of these sound somewhat subjective to me. So do you think the requirements are also where the issues are?
No, I don't think so. Every single big wave woman would be able to fulfill those requirements, but it is a subjective. Surfing, especially this event, is a 100% subjective when it comes to which athletes are a part of the event. And, I think that there's a lot that can be improved on in terms of selection for the best athletes in the event.
PM writes, all the power in surfing comes from the boys, but the grace and beauty is the girls. No girl will ever be a power surfer like the boys. No man will have the grace and beauty of the girls.
That's funny. Media has presented women with this. Female surfers have been portrayed through the media in what PM is referring to. But in actuality, there are many strong, powerful women like myself and like Andrea Moeller and Kiala Kenley-Page, Savannah Shaughnessy, Sarah Gerhart. And we're just underrepresented when it comes to being to surf magazines and surf media. So I would totally 100% disagree with what he's saying.
It does seem like the portrayal of women in surfing is a bit of a sensitive issue, that in some major spreads, women are more seen paddling around in their bikinis as opposed to riding waves.
Yeah. And so, again, what we have is we have a male-dominated industry. And the people who are at the top who are paying for the ads are these men who are choosing to use a butt shot to represent a surfer instead of, what I see as inspirational, which is strong, powerful women who are courageous and who challenge themselves. And that goes for, women in business as well. It's just a matter of time before big wave surfing is a 50-50 sport. We're seeing it in other disciplines in surfing. And big wave surfing is a relatively young sport. But I'm excited for the future, and I'm excited to see a new light shed and to highlight women for their athleticism rather than their sexuality.
Bruce Jenkins, you mentioned that women are making inroads. How are they doing in terms of finding sponsors?
I'm not certain about the sponsorship angle, but I can say this. There is some astounding photographic evidence of what's going on in the world of women's big wave surfing. Two Mondays ago at Ocean Beach, I body surfed Ocean Beach 3 of the 4 days. It was a great week. The day I didn't surf, it was a Monday, and it was so big. You might have seen 6-7 people out on the entire 2 mile stretch, and people were watching from the beach going, oh my God, it was beautiful, and it was huge, and it was some 18 to 20 foot drops. And there's a photo of Bianca just steaming down the face of a set wave, just, oh my God, and she didn't make it. I mean, it's clear that she didn't make it, but she's still with us. And it's one of the most amazing Ocean Beach photos I've ever seen. And over at the place they call Jaws on Maui, at Paiahi, where they just had a fabulous men's paddling contest, by the way, Paige Holmes got a wave last winter in which she took off and got in the barrel and came out, which is like one of the greatest feats in all of surfing for men or women or any. It's just the pinnacle.
Bianca,
so these things are happening.
Yeah, and actually, I got to ask you, Bianca Valenti, what is it like to ride a big wave like the one that Bruce Jenkins is describing?
Yeah, you know, it's a challenge, and it's something that I enjoy, and everything totally stops. You're completely 100% in the moment. It's like going into a meditation where you just have this laser focus and nothing else matters. Your instincts take over. And I mean, once you decide to go, you're committed. If you hesitate, you're toast. But, you know, and sometimes you make it and sometimes you don't, but there's always something to be learned whether you made it or not. And we train really hard to take a hit and also mentally, like, to stay relaxed in those situations, because you got to enjoy the rides as much as you enjoy the poundings, because they're inevitable. I totally agree with Bruce. There's some amazing photographic evidence, and really was inspired by Savannah's performance on Monday at Mavericks. And, you know, when we looked back, we all met after the session, and it was about, you know, 30 to 50 feet on the face on Monday. And her wave was, by and large, one of the most the biggest waves, and some of the best big wave surfers in the world are saying this may have been one of the biggest waves that a woman has paddled into. And so I think anyone can get inspiration from that. And so it's really cool time to be a part of the sport.
Well, let's go to some calls. Elizabeth in Oakland. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi there. I just wanted to say I'm really excited that somebody's finally paying attention to adding women to the Maverick competition. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. I think a lot of people have never even asked the question, why aren't there women at Maverick? But really, I think it has to do, and this, you were touching on this earlier, with the promotional opportunities. They really want to sell the image of women as women and not as powerful surfers. They want to, you know, sell them in scanty bikinis and, you know, looking cute on the beach when, you know, big wave surfing is a very serious undertaking. And maybe the women who are doing the big wave surfing have bigger, more powerful, more athletic bodies than they want to see in their bathing suits, like she was saying, like the butt shots, you know?
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth, thanks. You know, Nick tweets, Bianca shreds in all conditions similar to Mavs. Danger is danger. The worst outcome is death, something non-exclusive of gender at Mavs. Thanks, Elizabeth, for the call. Let's go to more calls. Let's go to Max in Oakland. Hi, Max. Hi, Max. Are you there?
This is Gabriella from San Francisco.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Gabriella. Go ahead.
So I have to be honest that I'm not that familiar with women's big wave sports, but I did want to point out that just this last week, the military approved for women to be in all forms of combat. And it's just, to me, seems really silly that the men that are kind of at the top of these organizations are making comments about what they feel is safe or not safe. I mean, not to be cliche, but, you know, women have the right to choose what they do with their body. And it's not really up to these organizers to make the decisions for them. So it just seems kind of silly that there's even a debate about it. But I guess there's a debate on all sorts of things where women get to choose what they do with their body.
Gabriella, thanks. Speaking of organizers, Bianca, because they do hold a lot of power, this Committee 5, in terms of determining who actually gets to compete, have you risked anything by putting yourself out there and calling for this? I remember an incident where you called in on a radio show and asked Jeff Clark point blank if Mavericks was going to start including women. And then there was a little bit of blowback from that.
You know, I mean, my viewpoint, when people bring up a topic to me and say, like, hey, you don't belong out here. I mean, I had somebody not too long ago tell me, surfing a local spot underneath the bridge, that this is a man's playground and I don't want to see you unless I'm going out on a date with you because you're kind of cute. So, and, you know, to that, I just decided, okay, I'm going to catch every wave and spray you in the face. So, I enjoy a good debate and I respect their opinion. And, you know, we're not waiting around for them to invite us into the contest. We're actually trying to create our own tour of sorts called Super Sessions. And that doesn't even focus on Mavericks. It focuses on other big wave spots in the world. And so, you know, if they want to invite us in, great. But we're not waiting for them to do it. And we respect them and admire them and respect the roads that they've paved. But we also, you know, can agree to disagree on certain topics.
Bruce Jenkins, where would you say surfing is in terms of gender equity relative to other big sports? And if there are certain aspects of surfing in particular that make it harder or easier to have gender equity?
Well, anybody with a head on their shoulders, which would exclude the guy that Bianca was talking about out there, and I'm talking about respected surfers all around the world, they're looking at it, they're viewing it as, you know, total equality now. I mean, women are absolutely shredding on the women's tour. They're surfing big waves. Like Bianca says, they're not waiting around for invites. They're doing these things. What Bianca did 2 Mondays ago is just astounding. It was going on in Hawaii. And anybody who's has any idea about surfing has to agree that the women are here. They've arrived. They're not going away. They're getting better. And they, you know, whatever happens, they're going to be doing these things, and it's going to be an awesome thing to watch. You have to be a complete idiot to be stuck in the butt shots, and we'd rather look at you than watch you surf. That's just so crazy. It's beyond belief.
And but do you think there are aspects to surfing itself, though, that make gender equity harder to reach? I guess the reason I'm a little confused by it all is because it feels like if you can ride a wave, you can ride a wave, right?
Yeah, well, I did a book called North Shore Chronicles about 25 years ago, and there were no really big wave surfers in the world doing anything of any consequence at Pipeline or Waimea. Back then, Hawaii was the center of the surfing world. But the inroads that have been made since then have just been so astounding that it's impossible to ignore. I mean, women are riding. There's a spot in Tahiti called Chopu, which is the most dangerous wave in the world. It's got a tube you could drive a truck through, and people like Keala Kennelly and Maya Gabera are riding these waves and getting into these barrels. It's like, whoa, you can't even believe what you're seeing. They're doing everything that the men are doing, is what I'm trying to say. They're riding Pipeline. They're riding all the most dangerous spots in the world, including right here at Maverick. So it's here and now, just a matter of whether you want to see it or not.
Chris writes, I'd love to see a woman's heat at Mavericks. The men that organize big wave surfing contests are clearly not as marketing savvy as, say, NASCAR, who actively recruits women drivers. My husband and I live within walking distance from the harbor. If travel and accommodations are a barrier to them competing, they can all stay with us. We'd be honored to have these world-class athletes in our home and our hometown competition. Mike writes, who gets the waves has long brought forth the male ego. Locals versus Vals, etc. How did women ever make their way into the sport? And Saatchi writes, ask Bianca what role competitions have in progressing the sport. For instance, the Jaws contest showcased surfing never seen before. Would that have happened without a contest bringing the best surfers together? Perhaps Bianca can talk about the role competition played in her 2014 performance at Nelscott Reef.
Yeah, so to me, I think competition plays a crucial role in progressing sport. But that being said, I don't think it necessarily has to be in a one-day event format. And there's new ways we can look at competition where we have teams, you know, with a lead role and a supportive role working together. And that's what really excites me as an athlete, is progression and evolution in the sport. So I think bringing the women all together to surf is something that absolutely is empowering and involves the sport. And that's what we saw in Oregon in 2014. And I want to see more of that and be part of it.
Bruce, can you just put in context for us quickly the role of Mavericks in terms of credibility as a surfer?
Well, if you want to ride big waves, I think you've got to have Mavericks on your resume. I go to Hawaii every winter without fail, and Mavericks always comes up. And there are a lot of exceptional surfers over there who don't even want to know about it because of the freezing water and everything Northern California stands for and Hawaii doesn't. So, I mean, it's it's a place that's feared and respected around the world. And I wouldn't say you have to surf it. I mean, if you're a great big wave surfer in Hawaii and you do everything that's possible to do over there, you know, that's okay. But I mean, most of the guys over there have made the pilgrimage to Mavericks because they know that they have to. They really kind of need to show up there and show what you've got if you want to get universal respect. So I mean, you know, between the cold water and the cold air and the sharks and the long paddle out there, it's just nothing but rocks. There's no beach. I mean, it's an insane place to surf. It really is. And I think to have made a mark at Mavericks, which Sarah Gerhardt did several years ago, and now Savannah and Bianca and several women are starting to make their mark out there. That's about all you need to know. That's all you need to know about a person if you want to surf big waves.
Well, I'm getting word that we've got a Committee 5 member of Mavericks on the line. Daryl in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, no, what are you guys talking about, the contest?
Well, yeah, wondering why you're, are you going to invite women next year?
There was never we never said that women weren't invited. We have a criteria that with everybody, women, men, doesn't matter, black, white, Mexican, whatever it is, if you're charging 25-foot waves in the bowl consistently, like you're being looked at to be in the contest. That's how it works, men, women, whatever.
So why didn't women make the short list this year, the invite list?
Well, what's that?
Why didn't women make the invite list this year?
Well, there, you know, we haven't seen women consistently surfing 25-foot waves in the bowl at Mavericks, and men have been doing that. Certain guys have been coming for years and years. Savannah actually was on one of the lists for the contest this year. We were looking at different people, and she was actually one of the names we were looking at because she's probably the woman that's done the most charging at Mavericks and currently doing the most charging at Mavericks. So,
well, Daryl, I appreciate you calling in. I just want to ask Bianca before we have to go for her quick response.
Yeah, I'm just curious why you think men and women would surf against each other when in shortboarding, longboarding, any other discipline in surfing, they don't surf against each other.
And we'll have to let you guys answer that offline. Bianca Valenti, thanks so much for joining us. She's a professional surfer.
Thanks for having me.
And we were also joined by Bruce Jenkins. He's a sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Forum is produced by Irene Noguchi, Tina Lauerberg, Judy Campbell, and Susan Britton. Our senior editor is Dan Zoll. I'm Mina Kim.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio, the Germanicos Foundation, and the Generosity Foundation, and by a generous gift from Jan Schremm and Maria Minetti Schremm, founders of Clos Pegase Winery, who believe that all people deserve access to education, information, and culture for a lifetime of exploration and learning.